This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Jeff Bell. How are you, Jeff?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
And Jeff is the CEO of Legal Shield. Now, Legal Shield is unlike any company I know. It's sort of a catch-all for anyone who needs law services, in a sense. So we're going to talk about that. Later on, we're also going to talk about marketing, and he's won all sorts of awards, and you'll learn about digital marketing, how to grow your businesses. But let's start off with what Legal Shield is since you took over as CEO in 2014.
Well, perhaps the easiest way to describe Legal Shield is kind of think about Spotify. Like Spotify, who does not make the music, at Legal Shield, we don't practice law. What we do is we help protect and empower people through our membership. So we acquire members in a community of 1.8 million households and 50,000 businesses, and we then give them access through our mobile app, the Legal Shield mobile app, to law firms and lawyers where they can speak to them on unlimited issues. They can handle speeding tickets. They can have their lease or their mortgage reviewed. All kinds of things that happen in everyday life. Easiest way to think about it is, in life, law happens. It's not about being law-abiding. And we put a law firm in the palm of your hand so that you can just knock down all those barriers, some of them psychological, like you're not worthy or you can't afford it or they won't be responsive or I don't know where to begin, and some of them, again, financial, that, well, I look at a speeding ticket, the fine is $100, I think a lawyer would be $250 or $350 an hour, I'm not going to bother. We simply take away all of those barriers and allow people to live free and worry less in life.
It all sounds good. So when you introduce a lawyer, though, aren't they then paying the $400 an hour?
No. So the magic of this and why it's so disruptive, and in many ways no different than what was done with Airbnb or an Uber and Lyft, et cetera, is that we've changed the model. The law firms that work with us have been in business with Legal Shield for on average 25 years. So this is a model that has been in existence for 48 years in 2020. We've simply now empowered it with technology to make the promise even more a reality. And as an example, when I started in 2014, all memberships were done paper to pen. All of the processes were relatively antiquated. Everyone got a membership card to use the service. Today, we took what is a very robust network, a dedicated law firm in every state, here in New York State, different law firm in California, and it's a hub and spoke. Every member speaks to that law firm that has been servicing members, as I say, for more than two decades on average, and working with each other as a network over that same period of time. And 85% of the things that need to be done, whether it's family law, like a divorce or an adoption or a name change, etc., or estate planning, as part of our $24.95 monthly fee, you can have your will done, durable power of attorney, health care, medical directive, all those things done and renewed each year, updated.
And that's not $2,495. That's $24.95.
That is correct. And again, you think to yourself,
and so you could get the will done, and you're just on this subscription model, which is where all business is going, and you're doing it $25. Because when you add up a year, that's like $300. That's 1 hour of a law firm, and not here we are in New York. It's a lot more here.
The reason that your listeners should really understand this is the following. The American Bar Association has stated that of its members, only 40% of the available hours are being billed. That's why the hourly rates are so high. The ABA also says that lawyers profess they can't afford their own rates. See, our law firms are different. They don't bill by the hour because they're organized to be efficient and effective.
So a question may be answered in 15 minutes, and it's all done. It's really interesting how what this does is it captures all the elements, and there are so many people who need legal. And I know, though, that it seems that it would be all a B2B play, but you actually, you said you've about 50,000 B2B companies.
Yes, absolutely.
I thought it would be a B2C play, rather. But
well, it's a little bit of both. But I will say, to your point, one of the things, we are purpose-driven. And so our purpose is to protect and empower people. And as a consequence, we do, in fact, have a direct sales channel where people learn about Legal Shield and the sister product, ID Shield, which is privacy management and identity theft protection. But we also do it as an employee benefit. And we do that with large brokers, for instance, Gallagher, who do it with very large employers. But we also do it with smaller and medium-sized businesses. The employee benefit of both of our services is phenomenal, because it addresses absenteeism. Most people don't miss work because they're sick. They miss it because they have a personal problem.
Right. So right now, that is fascinating.
Yes.
So you are helping the CEOs get with their company. And anyone listening, and I'd never thought of that, people may miss work because they have to do something. Well, now they can handle it real time and everything's taken care of.
Again, one
not
touch.
Not to mention the stress.
Exactly.
And it could go on for weeks and weeks. Now it's a matter.
You nailed
it's
it.
A really interesting
you nailed
model.
It. We call that presenteeism. A lot of, and again, it's not that they're bad people, bad employees, but when you've got a problem, and it could be an identity theft or some other concern or a legal issue, at work, many times, people will take a few moments to make a phone call, to investigate, et cetera, et cetera. By being able to give them the access of one button to talk to either a lawyer or a private investigator, and then to give them the responsibility to handle this issue, suddenly now productivity improves for the employer. And that is a very, very significant benefit. It's why both are growing faster than any other voluntary benefit today in the United States and Canada.
That's interesting. Have you ever done a more of an analysis, a cost-benefit analysis? Because I'm thinking it's pretty strong.
It is. And in fact, the answer is yes. Just recently, we issued a survey which showed the reason why this is growing so fast is that it's so applicable. Number one, it doesn't cost the employer. These are voluntary benefits. It is a choice that the employees make to be able to choose this benefit. But the next big benefit for the employer is that we found that it improves productivity by 65% for those employees that have it versus those that do not, based upon absenteeism and other productive measures.
This is Robert Breese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Jeff Bell, who's the CEO of Legal Shield, and certainly this is a truly transformative organization in what you're doing. Now, you mentioned something before that is of concern to a lot of people, which is identity theft. Just talk about what the real issue is, how many people are facing this, and if something happens, what do you really do?
This is really important because, for the most part, I think everyone knows that breaches have occurred, whether it's the government that has unfortunately compromised people's information or it's large corporations, Sony or Target.
And there are more attacks than ever now. And
very purposeful.
Are very focused and highly sophisticated.
So the answer is, for most people, some information is out there. Now, we believe that identity theft is important for all citizens, but I will also talk today about the increasing criticality of privacy management on three different scores. Number one, we are building products and we have services today through our consultation because while we love technology, we never move away from the human factor. We've got the consumer talking to people when they need it most, whether it's a lawyer or a private investigator on the phone. And one area is brand reputation. So we talk about the corporations first with managing their brands online, but we had just seen Pew Research said 13% of adults have shown that they've lost a business or an academic opportunity because of some information and content that's online. 13%, and that's up from 8% 4 years ago. And so what does that mean? It's not just about a bad photo or a video, what stays in Vegas. Vegas. Obviously, he's not staying in Vegas. A lot of it is about comments that people are making. Now, you make one
mistake. Social media?
In social media. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. In a divisive society, sometimes people say things they regret. We are building technology to, number one, find that, and number two, manage that. Because if you make a mistake, you shouldn't have it held against you for the rest of your life. And if you want to take it back, you should be able to take it back. Second thing I want to talk about is cyberbullying. Teen suicide is up dramatically because of cyberbullying, but it's not just for minors. It's also for adults. And the anonymity of the internet is something that we want to address with ID Shield by not allowing people to be mean and hostile without being held accountable. And then the last thing I will say is you hear more and more about people concerned that they're being tracked by Google, by Facebook, both location, all of their data, etc. There are good services out there like Brave as a browser, or instead of Gmail, Proton Mail, that are encrypted and allow you to take control over your information. Those are the things that we're advocating with ID Shield.
We're about to take a break. Before we do, what is the website if anyone wants to learn about LegalShield?
Thank you. It's www.LegalShield.com and also www.IDShield.com. And one other channel that's available to people, you can buy direct from the company if you so choose.
So we're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the transformation. When you took over as CEO in 2014, there's a lot of transformation you went through. And then we're going to hear great insights on marketing from what award did you win? You won a lot of awards.
Ad Age Entertainment Marketer of the Year and Ad Age Interactive Marketer of the Year.
There you have it. Be back in a few.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, and we are here today with Jeff Bell, who is the CEO of Legal Shield. And we've talked about the model, which is a really unique model, which is the democratization of legal
Thank
advice
yes.
in a very inexpensive way, like $25 a month, really. But when you took over in 2014, there's a whole transformation you had to go through. Some of it was because you had old legacy technology that you had to transform. Talk about what you did with that transformation and how you as CEO led that and what you learned.
Oh, this was my first opportunity to be a servant CEO. And I will say to your listeners that it was daunting. And I understand very much the challenges that they face every day. One of the things that I tried to do was just see wherever I could improve the people and the process, and then to use technology intelligently. And what I mean by that is, don't try and be so innovative that, in fact, you take undue risks. I believe that imitation is the greatest form of flattery. And the first thing that I really looked to do was to take advantage of the fact that clearly everybody has a mobile phone. Everybody, it's the remote control of our lives. And so was there a way for me to replace a member card and a paper application with a mobile app that could deliver legal services and identity theft and privacy management services? And in like manner, I would say all CEOs should say, where can I borrow equity from success of others? Whether in our case we looked at Spotify and Netflix and Uber and others, how can we be a disruptive factor in our industry by imitating the easiest things to implement from them?
So what you're doing is you're saying we're going to transform our company. I want to look around at what types of models are similar to ours that we could take from, borrow ideas.
Yes. You know, we really are a cost of acquisition and a lifetime value model, which is a subscription business. And so by benchmarking people completely unrelated, we didn't look at law firms. You know, that was not, we're not in the business of trying to change all
law firms.
That's
the first question, knowing which business you're in.
Exactly.
You're not in the business of law firms. You're in the business of subscription.
Yes. The other thing that I will say in terms of what was perhaps of interest for other CEOs, we're located in Ada, Oklahoma. And Ada is about an hour south of Oklahoma City. Now, it might surprise people to know that Oklahoma City now is a top 25 city in the United States. By the way, Oklahoma is not a top 25 state, but it's a growing city, but it's still relatively remote. How do you do best in class as a CEO when, in fact, you have most of your employees in a remote location? And I will share an insight.
That's a big question.
Yes.
Dinah here.
When I was working for Ford, for Chrysler, for Microsoft, I managed agencies, advertising and marketing agencies. And guess what? They weren't co-located with us. They may have been in New York. They may have been in San Francisco.
So you used the same idea of taking a best practice that you used back when you were a CMO of major companies and use that to create the virtual spoke.
Exactly correct. And there,
great.
Today I have 18 executives that live in New York City or in Jacksonville or in Detroit or in Seattle, Washington. And what we do is we use Zoom. And we use Slack, again, borrowing the technology that others have created.
How often do you speak? Do you have a standard call every day or what?
I manage through one-on-ones. I don't really, performance reviews on an annual basis are meaningless to me. People should always know where they stand, and I talk to my direct reports every week for an hour using Zoom. We also come together twice a week, sort of at the beginning and the end, to talk about, number one, how we're driving revenue, and then a separate meeting on how are the shared services that we're using performing, and are there any issues that we need to address. But interestingly, 20 times a year, we do all travel into Oklahoma, and we break bread together. This is really important, that we have a meal together, and then we spend 2 or 3 days in very intensive meetings together to make sure that we're addressing both strategic and higher order issues, as well as tactical issues to run the business. And in fact, we just bought a house adjacent to our headquarters, and we're completely remaking it so that our bill with local hotels go down a little bit, and we're making them all into en suites and secured for our travelers to be able to stay on site and on property.
Oh, how fun. And it sounds like that's, now you have this great culture.
We do. We also have invested with primary personal and team development, and I would highly recommend this, especially no matter if you're a large company or a small company, you need your core team to trust each other. And one of the greatest challenges is to recognize that vulnerability is the greatest courage and strength. And that takes time for people to really learn that they can trust each other by being vulnerable, by saying, I need help, or I'm struggling right now, and building that team. We believe that collaboration and communication are fundamental to really going higher together. We all, by the way, have exactly the same objectives. We're all measured on our company objectives. Even at $500 million as a revenue, we have the same objectives as a leadership team, and we measure them every week on our progress.
Okay. I like the whole model. Let's now shift. We have a couple of minutes left. You had a major career as a CMO with Jeep, with all around the auto industry. And you won all these awards, which you mentioned, which I had asked you to mention.
Thank you.
So what can CEOs, and we have several hundred thousand listening in right now, learn about marketing? And you're the one who's saying learn from other industries.
Yes. So let me begin with, I was born in Oklahoma, and now I'm running a company in Oklahoma. It's serendipity. They didn't know that I was born there when they recruited me as the CEO. But I share that because I would argue that I try and display the virtue of being thrifty. And by that I mean I am very judicious in not wishing to overpay. So I always try and solve problems in a creative way. I take stock of what equities I have, whether they are human or they're financial or they're perhaps even brand, and then how can I use those to parlay an exchange of value with others rather than just putting out cash. Case in point, the Jeep is a great brand, and I traded some of our brand equity to be placed into movies and television shows, which we called it branded entertainment. And that's why I was given some awards, is that instead of just buying advertising time, we were able to actually insert ourselves into entertainment and then use some of that content in our marketing and advertising. In the same way, I think all CEOs should take stock of not just what service or product they're selling, but what other assets they may have that would be valuable to other partners. It's not always through intermediaries. Sometimes it's direct. And, you know, as a consequence, we're mission-driven. As a company, we want to protect and empower people with our services. We love our brands, but at the same time, we are willing to do private label for those that also wish to use legal and privacy management services in the financial or insurance or other products that they provide. So being able to get out of the box and being able to try and think creatively in your problem solving would be one area that I think I learned when I was at Chrysler in particular.
Again, what is the website for anyone who wants to visit?
It's www.legalshield.com and the same idshield.com if you'd like to visit us. I will tell you one other quick thing that may be
about. But you only have 20 seconds.
I promise. When I left corporate and I went into venture capital investing, what I learned was I no longer had $1 billion like at Chrysler in marketing. I had two pennies to rub together. That's where you start to get really innovative. And I've been there, and it's all about getting out of your box.
And in getting out of your box, all of you listening in, remember, number one, know what business you're in. If you're going to learn from Spotify, that's the one. Not from lawyers. Two, learn from those companies and implement those ideas. And the final great great thing. If you want to build a great company, spend 3 days together in Oklahoma City.
Yes, yes.
A pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Matt Hawkins. How are you, Matt?
I'm well. Thank you. Grateful to be here.
And Matt is the CEO of Waystar. This is a company, anyone who's involved with healthcare, who is simplifying the concept of payments from hospitals to providers, and so that everyone sort of wins. And they're doing it through AI, unlike any company is really doing it in America. And a lot of us are on hospital boards as CEOs, and we know about this. There's this word that drives people crazy called revenue cycle, and that's the core of what you do. So first talk, explain what revenue cycle is, and then how the Waystar model works.
Sure. So the healthcare revenue cycle is a unique word. It is the process that providers go through is they interact with patients and also with insurance companies to both bill and then collect payments to get paid for the services that they render.
And so why is that so important, first to the hospitals and to the payers and to the economy in general?
Well, healthcare is on everybody's mind today because of the cost of care and because of some of the inefficiency in delivering that care. And so, you think about it in aggregate within the United States, we're spending approximately $3 trillion a year on healthcare or healthcare-related services. That's approximately 20% of the U.S. GDP. And anytime you're spending that amount of money on something, it better be good. And unfortunately, in the day that we live in, there are pockets of tremendous inefficiency. And so when you think about healthcare and us spending $3 trillion a year, we're approximately $300 billion of that is spent on administrative waste, things that could be done efficiently.
Give me that figure again.
About $300 billion.
Is spent on administrative waste.
Waste. Manual processes, inefficiencies.
That's like half of TARP.
It is.
Gosh.
And you think about how could you redeploy $300 billion in any other sector of the United States to improve education, infrastructure, any number of things, to advance the sciences. And so Waystar's mission, simply stated, is to get providers paid faster, fuller, and more effectively using powerful technology that ultimately reduces this tremendous administrative burden and a bunch of inefficiency in the system.
And so talk about what you do differently than anyone else.
Well, we start with our focus on providers. And our goal, we put ourselves in the mind of our provider clients and in the way that they care for patients. And as we think about it, if we can deliver an incremental hour or two to the day of a provider so that they can provide better care, then we help win. And the way we do that is to leverage technology, really powerful cloud-based software, to help automate the payment process, the billing process, the collection process, and then to take out the manual work or prioritize manual work that might need to be performed so that we can give providers more time back in their day.
So how much money do you think you're potentially taking out of the system? We're talking about $300 billion in waste, forgetting all the time and all the errors and everything, which could be really costly in health-wise.
Sure.
How much money do you think Waystar is able to take out?
Well,
Give me some examples of people you work with.
We have dozens, hundreds of case studies where we are saving our providers millions and millions of dollars a year depending on the size of the provider, whether it's a large health system. We work with some of the largest and finest health systems in the country. We're saving them millions of dollars of administrative time a year. Through automating manual work that they otherwise might have to do just in order to get paid effectively. We also, using the same Waystar platform, this cloud-based software platform that deploys artificial intelligence, algorithms, robotic process automation to do work, we're saving physician offices and non-acute settings and other places where patient care occurs, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. To quantify all of it, it would be in the several million dollars today. But we're just getting started. And we're crazy enough to believe that as we work with more clients, then we can continue to make a real dent in the amount of money that we're able to reduce.
Okay, so it sounds like you're definitely a benefit to the hospitals and the providers, but how do the insurance companies take this? Are they unhappy with what you're doing?
Well, you know, the insurance, to really understand what's going on in healthcare today, you need almost a bit of a historical perspective on how the insurance industry has arisen. It used to be in the 50s, post-World War II, that companies would offer health insurance as a form of a benefit to entice employees to come work for them. And it was the case that employees would spend two or three decades of work working for one company. And insurance companies would understand the actuarial risk, and they'd underwrite it, and they had this process set up where an employer would pay the health benefits of the employee, and they would have this long-term relationship. What happens in the modern world today is that insurance companies are trying to actuarially underwrite risk for an employee population with any particular company that's much, much shorter. It might be 2, 3, 5 years. And so each year, they're assigning, in probably a simplistic fashion, just a level of risk, and they're passing that along to a company. And then they use all these rules to regulate the way a claim gets submitted, adjudicated, and ultimately remitted to pay a provider. And all that process has to happen before a patient clearly understands what they're responsible to pay. And so what Waystar does is we kind of leverage technology to validate that a patient has insurance. We call that insurance eligibility verification. We leverage incredibly powerful tech that goes out and determines whether or not a patient has any prior authorization required before they can receive care, oftentimes automatically taking place behind the scenes, where before that was through dozens of calls and website checks to and then we go and we process a claim at an industry leading first pass clean claim rate. So we run algorithms against the
what
claim
is that
forms.
Rate?
We our network wide rate,
90?
We're at 98.4%.
Well, congratulations.
That speaks to the measure of efficiency that we are enabling providers to communicate with payers. And it's really at the heart of what we do, because if we can get providers paid with the first time they submit a claim and with a great deal of accuracy understand that, then we can influence all sorts of things downstream, the communication with patients, the communication with the providers themselves.
And there's also the issue for a hospital enterprise, for example, of charity care, because if they know that up front, then they could just immediately put it in charity care, and you're not wasting your time and spinning wheels and killing. I mean, the margins, we know, they're like, what, 1%?
1-2%.
It's and crazy
you
margins.
Make a great point. We have an algorithm that we leverage within the Waystar platform that actually will determine a patient's propensity to and ability to pay. And if a hospital can know that up front, they can designate appropriately charity care for patients, treat them respectfully, and not have the patient worry the whole time about their financial burden, and then designate that as charity care, and that's a real difference maker for the clients that we work with.
If anyone wants to go to your website and learn more about you, what is your website?
Our website is www.waystar.com.
Now, After the break, which we're about to take, we're going to talk about mergers and acquisitions, which you've had over $4.5 billion you've been involved with. And we're also going to talk about a really interesting idea you're working on, which is merging technologies and how that can help to transform healthcare. So going to take a break now and back in a few.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Matt Hawkins, who is the CEO of Waystar, the company through AI who is transforming and simplifying the entire healthcare payment system.
That's right.
So you're big in doing this through technology. You have this concept you sort of call merge technologies that not as many people are doing, of getting several technologies to work together. Talk how that works and why it's important to healthcare.
Sure. So we've never had more technological capability than we do today. It's just remarkable. And so we start from the perspective that if we can deliver great technology to automate, to prioritize, or eliminate the need for manual work, we can help healthcare providers take better care of patients. Waystar was born in 2017, so fairly recently. It's the combination of two market-leading companies called Navicure and Zermed. They both had great people, were well-known for client service, and also powerful technology. And as we put those two businesses together to form Waystar, we focused on truly uniting the clients on a single technology platform. So we invested heavily in this combination of the business, and we created a technology platform that we refer to as the Waystar technology platform. It's cloud-based, multi-tenant, single instance, and on that platform, we've now united every one of our end users. We have about 450,000 providers that we're grateful to serve, and more than 100,000 of them are using it concurrently at any point in time. And so when we united Navicure and Zermed to form Waystar, we realized that this technology platform was also highly extensible. And because of its extensibility, we could then go acquire other companies that fit our profile and bring them also to the Waystar platform and thereby create an end-to-end market-leading enterprise-class software platform, and so we're on our way. And
you could have fun. You could have geometric growth, it sounds like. And how does the end consumer, the patient, benefit from this?
Well, great
question.
Or do
they not, or it's nothing to do with them?
They absolutely benefit, and part of our opportunity is to bring that awareness to the providers that we serve. Patients are focused on price transparency. Healthcare is unlike any other market. right? Where if you and I were to sit down and grab a sandwich for lunch,
we know what it costs.
We know what it costs.
Healthcare, you buy that sandwich. 2 months later, one bill for the bread, one bill for the turkey.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. And so what Waystar's platform brings, we process more than $3 billion of patient payments today. And more than $130 billion of insurance payments get remitted to providers leveraging our technology today. So our thought is, let's bring this deep understanding and power that we understand between the providers and payers and all the complicated rules that we process and administer using our online cloud-based rules engine, and let's leverage that insight to the patient and provider relationship. And if we can estimate patient payments up front before they actually receive care, we can actually shape patient behavior and involvement and empower them with information and insight to remove
frustration on all parts.
Absolutely. And thereby make it just like every other retail type experience. Transparency, quality becomes super important, knowledge and information, and give people the chance to take control of their health care. And that's our purpose.
That's great. We're talking about Waystar transforming healthcare, simplifying the whole payments process. I want to hit on another topic, which is mergers and acquisitions. And you have a deep experience with that. So got all choked up on that one.
Yeah. Emotion is good.
There you go. So what lessons have you learned about successful investment in technology in healthcare?
We take a very disciplined approach from the investment perspective. And we are looking for like-minded people. Software businesses tend to be people businesses. We're very focused on technology that aligns with our purpose to simplify and unify this healthcare payment process. And so we've been fortunate to acquire 5 businesses today. In each case, it started with understanding the people, their culture, their technological capability, and from there we did the work to in each of the 5 cases so far to understand what can their technology bring to the Waystar platform and ultimately to the clients that we're grateful to serve. And gosh, we're on our way. We've done 5. We'll continue this very disciplined approach to consider others as well. We're active in the market. But in each case, it starts with people. It starts with performance culture. And as soon as we complete an acquisition, we're very serious about thoughtfully and completely integrating that acquired company and making them part of Waystar, and making their technology part of the Waystar platform, and making those team members that were parts of those acquisitions part of our family, so to speak, part of the Waystar team. And so, things like culture and communication and involvement
and that's
really
huge
matter.
For you. And
it
you
really
this,
matter.
You have this whole culture, and Waystar's won a ton of awards. What's at the core of building a great culture in a technology and healthcare company?
We have won several awards. We've been ranked first in several market specific rankings within healthcare. For us, culture is the differentiator. We have 7 values that create our performance culture, and we take those very, very seriously, beginning with honesty and curiosity and making it happen and best work always and being joyful, optimistic, and fun. And we celebrate that culture in a regular cadence of meetings within our business at our regular town hall meetings. For me as a leader, though, I feel like my responsibility is to be authentic and open in communication to help establish vision and clear expectations. And then also to lead, in some cases, I'd say lead from the front. Be in the business. Roll up the sleeves and be with people who make such a difference in our company. And then to try to be a culture ambassador for what we're working to create. And I found that not only is that fun and rewarding, but that's helped us inspire now nearly 1,000 other team members at Waystar who have embraced our culture, and we just are crazy enough to believe that, again, we can create something truly special at Waystar.
And there you have it. A pleasure having you on
Thank
the
you.
CEO Show.
That was great. Thank you so much, Robert.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.